Well, Australians are known to enjoy a drink or two from time to time, and depending on what you consume, there can be a perception that what you drink affects your mood. So to give us a bit more insight, we've got Professor Nicole Lee from the National Drug Research Institute at Curtin University on the line. Morning, Nicole. So is there a relationship between what we drink and how we act, or is alcohol just alcohol?
Basically, when you get down to it, alcohol is alcohol. It doesn't matter what form it comes in. The same active ingredient is in all types of alcohol, and that's ethanol. And when you have a drink, ethanol gets, you know, enters your body, obviously when you're drinking it, through your stomach and your small intestine into your bloodstream. And when it gets metabolized in the liver, and if there's too much of it, then the rest of it kind of goes around your body, through your blood, into your brain, and has the effects that we see when we're feeling intoxicated.
So is there any link between alcohol enhancing a state of mind a person might be going through when sober? So, for instance, if you're feeling sad, does that exacerbate the issue?
It can. So everybody has individual reactions to alcohol. So for some people, if they're feeling a bit sad, then if they have a drink, then they will feel more sad, but some people it might pick them up. But there has been some research just looking at different mood states and alcohol, and particularly around aggression and alcohol, and it's shown that people who are normally a bit irritable or cranky or don't have much empathy for other people when they're not drinking are much more likely to be aggressive when they are drinking. So there is some link there around your current state and also your personal kind of trait.
But in that instance, is it more a case of underlying issues which alcohol are just bringing to the surface in effect?
Well, what happens when you drink? Alcohol is what we call a central nervous system depressant, which means it slows the functioning of your brain and your body down. And that includes the part of the brain that regulates thinking and reasoning and decision making, some of those higher order thinking processes that make us very human. And that decreases our inhibitions, and it makes it much more difficult to regulate our emotions. So if you're drinking quite a bit, if you're drinking a lot and you're intoxicated, you don't have as much control over your emotions as you normally would when you're sober.
So is there anything to suggest that drinking highly concentrated alcohol, such as spirits, is any better or worse than having excessive amounts of sort of a standard drink of beer?
Well, if you're just talking about standard drinks, no. If you drink a standard drink of spirit, it's the same as drinking a standard drink of beer or a standard drink of wine. The thing with spirits is that they're very high alcohol content. You only need 30 mils for a standard drink, whereas for wine, it's 100 mils of wine, and for beer, it's about 285 mils of full-strength beer. So what tends to happen with spirits is that people either drink them in shots and then they're down in one go, or they mix them with a sweet mixer, and that makes it much easier to drink. So it's a lot easier to drink too much when you're drinking spirits, especially when they're mixed with something a bit sweet and tasty.
And a term that often gets thrown around when we talk about alcohol is moderation. So for you, what does moderation actually mean?
Well, the drinking guidelines, the Australian alcohol guidelines, say that we shouldn't really be drinking more than 4 standard drinks on a single occasion to stay healthy and to reduce the risk of harming ourselves and other people when we're drinking. And some of the things that people can do to help with that, to keep to that 4 standard drinks, is and also to kind of reduce the risk of extreme mood changes, is to drink a bit more slowly. And that, I know that's easier to say than it is to do sometimes. Mm-hmm. But if you eat food before and during drinking, and you space your alcoholic drinks out with water or juice or soft drink, something non-alcoholic, then it can help to slow the absorption of alcohol and keep you safe. You won't get those huge mood swings. The hangover the next morning won't be quite so bad. And you won't do anything, less likely to do anything crazy that you'll regret in the morning.
Well, thanks for coming on the program today, Nicole. Really appreciate you telling us a bit more about alcohol.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
That's okay. So that was Professor Nicole Lee from the National Drug Research Institute on 2NURFM 103.7.